Not only will federal employees and contractors be affected by the mandatory budget cuts, they could also affect your next trip on the train. Metro says it could lose $22 million over the next half year from sequestration.
Joining us now on Skype is WTOP Sprawl and Crawl reporter Ari Ashe. Ari, tell us more about what happens to Metro with sequestration.
Well, Dell, a few things happen in this situation. First, it has to do with the money. So Metro would lose about $12 million between now and the end of the fiscal year in federal grants. And it has to do with this complicated formula in a term called pre-grants. But bottom line, they would lose $12 million between now and the end of the fiscal year. So what does that mean for you? Well, these grants are essentially what Metro uses in their momentum plan, or more specifically, Metro 2025. And that encompasses all the work that you see that Metro is doing, whether it be the track projects on the weekends, or fixing or replacing escalators, or even eventually fixing congestions at crowded stations like Metro Center, Lafont Plaza, even Roslyn. So now some of that money could be lost. The second aspect of this is the money coming from riders. So about 40% of AM and PM rush riders are federal employees or federal contractors. So the furloughs or layoffs could mean fewer people paying the fares, fewer people using Metro, and about 62% of the operating budget for Metro comes from Metro fares.
Ari, the average rider's experience, how would that change?
Well, there's a positive and a negative for this, Dimitri. On the good side, it would mean that trains potentially could be less packed. As I just mentioned, with the federal workers taking a furlough, they account for about 320,000 trips every day. So furloughs would mean fewer trips, less packed trains, less packed buses. But that, again, leads to the bad side, which is how does Metro recover from losing all those riders and losing all the money that they bring to Metro? General Manager Richard Sarles said the most obvious and likely place would be to cut customer service projects. Now, what he means by customer service projects is not exactly clear yet. We'll probably learn more in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
All right. With power companies, when the lights go out, we wind up paying in the long run. Is this going to be the same with Metro, that fewer riders mean more money out of our pockets?
I don't think that's the way it's going to be. I mean, it remains to be seen. The question was asked today about the issue of fare hikes. Clearly, if Metro fares account for 62% of the operating budget and all of a sudden you have fewer riders, the question has to become, will you increase fares to make up for that? Now, is there a guarantee they won't raise fares? No, but the budget that was proposed by the GM earlier this year didn't call for fare hikes, and the GM has said time and time again, and did so again after the meeting this morning, that they were not actively considering fare hikes, and there were no discussions going on right now about adding to the fares.
Anything else we should think about as we go into this, Ari, after all the deadline's coming up tomorrow?
Well, I think the one thing that Metro made fairly clear is that safety projects are not going to be affected by this. Safety projects are priority one. They won't be affected. Track maintenance that you see on the weekends, they won't be delayed. And as far as that's concerned, there were so many problems from the previous regime as far as maintenance on the tracks. They don't want to stomach or let that slide at all. And I think the other thing that people should know is the question was, well, will this affect the escalator work? We always see escalators throughout the system that are not working. So, for example, we're told that probably won't be affected. Next year, there's this big project for the Bethesda escalator in 2014. We're told that's still on and won't be affected. There was a recent contract to replace 128 escalators by 2020, and we're told that also likely will be unaffected.
Ari, there seems to be a debate in Washington about whether one side or the other is crying wolf. Was it your impression from Metro that they think sequester is deadly serious?
Yeah, I mean, more than once, General Manager Richard Sarles said the federal government needs to take the lead that Virginia took on the issue of transportation, where the two sides come together, they reach a deal that works for both sides in some degree. It's compromise. It's not something that everybody's going to like, but everybody lives with, and that the federal government needs to take the lead. And also, he pointed out Maryland as well, that the federal government in this situation needs to follow what's going on in Virginia and come to a deal, get them the funding, so all these things that we're talking about don't have to be considered, and we don't see cuts for any number of services that Metro provides.
That's WTOP's Sprawl and Crawl reporter Ari Ashe.